Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Within the bowels of the Armstrong and Getty Communications compound to kick off a brand new week, pregnant with possibilities. We are under the tutelage of our general manager.
Hiring process has gone poorly so far. Do you have a nomination yourself?
I'm not terribly excited
about any of it. Yeah.
Boy, that's a good one. I mean, I hate to be kind of trite, but man, the college campus protests continue to be quite the dealio.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, let's go with angry, ignorant protesters. Oh, that was judgmental. I apologize.
I think the emphasis should be on the other side. How about stupid, complicit administrators as opposed to the protesters?
I'm reminded. I'm sorry. I'm going to sound more sophisticated by saying one is reminded of... Hang on now. Big finish.
One is reminded
of the time-honored quote from philosopher Homer Simpson. Why do the things that happen to stupid people keep happening to me? As we hear the bellows of the college administrators saying, why have we reaped what we sowed? Come on.
First of all, instead
of educating people, young people, you spent the last 20 years trying to turn them into little revolutionaries. What did you expect was going to happen?
Well, right. And in some cases, like at Columbia, you got a bunch of people that were revolutionaries in the 60s on the board at the university. So they love this sort of stuff. But anyway, I don't know how many times I've heard today already. Negotiations continue at this university. Or administrators at this university say negotiations are going. Why are you negotiating? Reminds me when I talk to my kids about various things and I say something and they come back with something else. I say, we're not having a negotiation about this.
Right.
Why are you negotiating? No. What are you? You're misled, college student. You need to leave now or we're kicking you out of college. We are not going to stop having classes or cancel our graduation. Leave or go along with the program. That's not a negotiation. I don't understand why they're acting like they have to give in. I don't remember what university. There are now so many universities doing this. 900 arrests total across the country over the weekend. But dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of universities all across the country. And I don't remember which one I heard where they released their list of demands from this university.
Sure.
And the statement from this kid was something like, the university doesn't seem to realize what boycott means. Boy, if you don't respond to that with, you don't seem to understand your role versus my role, I don't know who you are.
You have five demands. That's cute. We have three. Number one, go back to your dorms. Number two, take your tent with you. Number three, take your stuff home because you're expelled.
I don't understand why they're so scared of their own students.
Because they're a for-profit enterprise. It's a wash in cash. Don't get me started on the whole student loan thing. It's a giant for-profit enterprise. All those deans of DEI making $350,000 a year, they don't want to anger the customers.
And it seems to still be growing nationwide. So I don't know where it's going. As we get closer to graduation, too, I think you're going to have a lot more of the, are you going to cancel your graduation? Or are you going to try to have graduation and just have an S storm? Like in the parking lot or outside the gate or whatever.
Yeah, I've got to admit, there's part of me that thinks all this is kind of useful because the probably substantial portion of Americans who are totally unaware of how sick and crazed this whole woke DEI neo-Marxist thing is and how far it's gone are starting to wake up to it. It's a publicity stunt in favor of sanity almost.
Well, the college students and the stupid administrators don't have a lot of people on their side. As I was watching some MSNBC this morning and everybody on there was howling, where are the adults? And
wow,
you know, that sort of thing. So I don't know.
Old liberals are finally waking up to, oh, this is not what we believe. All this DEI stuff, huh?
Yeah, we've got some Bill Maher saying the same sort of thing. So, yeah, a lot of old liberals and even your lefty cable news channels are, why are you putting up with this? So, boy, I don't think there's been any polling yet nationwide on where the public is on this, but I guarantee it's overwhelmingly go to class.
Yeah.
And you keep talking about the point, and this is news to me, and it has changed my entire view of everything, really. When you were talking last week about the fact that all of this stuff, microaggression, trans stuff, climate change, everything, every aspect of this stuff is just Marxism trying to tear down the system. But Elon Musk had a great tweet over the weekend that I retweeted to that point. And it was some woman talking to some dude. But the woman said, I want to fight climate change. Guy says, be honest. Woman says, I am being honest. Be honest. Okay, I want communism. Thank you. So it's the idea that climate change, whatever it is, everything, it's all about just trying to get Marxism going. And I think that is for the top level of all this sort of stuff. But I saw more interviews with hilarious college students on the campuses that they have no clue about that. They don't even know about the Israel thing. They're just there in a tent trying to disrupt their university.
Right, because it's exciting, and because I came across one psychologist saying that these kids are so angry and scarred by being kept apart and out of school during COVID that a lot of this is working out that anger and the need to just associate with other human beings because they're desperate for it. So this is a chance to do that. And I think there's probably some of that at play, too. It's a stew of, you know, both healthy and unhealthy emotions. But the puppet masters above are absolutely just trying to tear down the system. It's like that quote I read last week about climate change is a lot more than the climate. It's equity. It's diversity and inclusion. It's anti-colonialism. It's anti-racism. It's just it's a dozen different reasons to tear down the system all grouped together.
So we played on Friday one of the leaders of the Columbia protests that was telling us we should all be thankful he hasn't murdered Jews yet. There are more clips of him that came out. He's not afraid to hide his feelings, and we'll hear more from him. It's nut job stuff, but it gives you an idea who some of these leaders of these protests are and how.
And he's gender confused, too. That's a shock.
Yeah. We should start the show officially, particularly on a Monday. I think the fines are higher on a Monday from the FCC if we don't start officially. I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty on this. It is a Monday, April 29th. We're about out of April, people. The year 2024. Life will not be a boring 24. We're Armstrong and Getty, and we approve of this program.
Let's begin the show for the week officially now, according to FCC rules and regs at Mark.
I'm not saying both candidates are old, but you know Jimmy Carter is out there thinking, I could maybe win this thing.
I thought that was pretty funny, Joe. Colin Jost, the comedian speaker at the White House Correspondents' Dinner on Saturday night.
Which do you still despise that event you have in years past?
I do despise that event, and you should despise it. Everyone should despise that event.
Yes.
But I thought Colin Jost was pretty funny. All the reviews were poor, but whatever. Who cares? Went to my son's flag football game yesterday. He had the best play of his life, so it was very exciting.
Excellent.
He at the end of the game, knocked down a pass. Guy was wide open. He was the guy covering him. Ball was in the air. Guy was going to make a catch. He springs in the air with that famous Armstrong hops.
Yes.
And slaps.
Off disgust.
And slaps the ball down. And then the best part was, I don't know if you've watched recent youth sports, but it has gone from the professional level now down to the tiniest level. If you make any play whatsoever, even if that's just the play you were supposed to make, you have to flex and strut and do all these things. Every player does it on every team in all the sports that I watch. It's just part of the deal now.
What a cultural change that is.
I know. My dad would have been so unhappy if either one of us had ever done that. But anyway, everybody does it now. So my son, he makes the first best play of his life, knocks the ball down, and he's the flexing and everything like that everybody's got to do. So he was very happy.
That's hilarious.
I know.
I've got to see this. I'm sure I'd have to get over it for a minute.
But it is something, because you got like 6-year-olds in some case, you know, kicking a soccer goal. And everybody's chest bumping.
What's dabbing? Was that what people did
dabbing,
for a cup of coffee?
Some dabbing going on.
Yes.
Funny, it is a culture change, and I can't figure out if it's just being an old man to not like it, or if it's an actual negative thing, or if it's just, you know, it's for fun and it's the entertainment, and they're entertaining themselves. I don't know.
I think it has great cultural significance. It's absolutely a sign of something, but it's not the kid's fault.
Look at me.
I don't. It's in the past, the idea of hot dogging like that, as we would have called it, it was just unthinkable. And I think the culture's gone from, I did my job. Of course I did my job, to, look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me.
Well, there used to be a saying among your old-timey coaches that if you scored a touchdown, act like you've been there before. You just hand off the ball to the ref and you jog back. Mm-hmm. But that is not what anybody does anymore.
No.
You act like you won the universe championship by yourself with your one play. Every single thing you do. It's pretty funny.
I am a fan of the touchdown dance, I've got to admit.
Oh, yeah,
the spiking of the ball.
It's absolutely entertaining.
But that's because that's the ultimate goal of what you're doing. But like defending a pass or gaining 8 yards on a running play or something like that, you don't get to do a 8-yard running play dance. That isn't a thing, as the kids say.
Yes, Michael?
You know, the new thing in the NFL is when a defense makes a great play, like an interception or something, the entire defense runs into the end zone and does a dance.
Yeah.
Poses for a picture.
Yeah.
Oh, well, whatever. Times change. How does mailbag look?
Well, it's pretty good. It'll do. Yeah.
Awesome. Our text line is 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Hot off the presses, fresh new CNN poll out that has Trump with his biggest lead in any national poll. And so they'll be going nutso in Democratic circles if that turns out to not be an outlier. We'll look at it later.
Yeah, I'm tempted to dismiss any national poll, particularly one in April. But the growing dissatisfaction with Joe Biden as a candidate and his growing frailty and the rest of it, you know, I think it's worth keeping at least one eye on that sort of thing.
I also think it's worth mentioning that while we don't elect people with national numbers, he lost the general election vote both times, including the time he got elected president. The fact that he's actually ahead when he's lost both times, the total raw vote, is amazing.
Yeah, true. Here's your freedom-loving quote of the day, wrapping up our series from Nicolas Gomez-Davila, the brilliant Colombian reactionary. This is a good one. To be a leftist is to judge the adversary not only guilty of his crimes, but also of your own. I'm reminded of a lot of the people on the left saying the protests getting out of hand is the fault of the cops for trying to enforce the law or clear out the campuses after the university said, hey, can you help us clear out the campus, please? That's the fault of the cops, not of the protesters. So, again, they judge the adversary not only guilty of his crimes, but also of your own. It's a good quote. Mailbag.
Woohoo.
I was reminded the other day of the Twitter account, Jack. You said you were going to feature semi-regularly. I'm not sure we have, but it's the A Crime a Day Twitter account.
Oh, right.
That's more or less mocking the mind-boggling, infinite, incomprehensible number of federal regulations that exist. So they list a crime a day, including U.S. Code Section 21, Subsection 676 and 9 CFR 317.8B5, Subsection 2. I'm not joking. Make it a federal crime to sell a 1 pound or smaller package of sliced bacon if the transparent bacon preview window is located more than 5/8 of an inch from the top or bottom edge of the package.
Wow. And a bunch of lawyers pored over the wording of that, you know.
Right.
At great expense.
Wow. Moving along, the definition of outer and inner perimeter. John, who's in law enforcement, I was mocking the term of outer perimeter. I said it was redundant, but he said many times when we're set up around a barricaded subject, we have an inner and outer perimeter. The outer perimeter keeps the media and civilians out of the way. The tactical team is on the inner perimeter preparing to make entry. So that's what those terms mean. Thank you, John. Appreciate that. Let's see. Hey, guys, love the show for over 20 years. Thanks, Davis from San Jose. We appreciate that. Quick end to the students' anti-Semitic protests. Place all those that say I am Hamas on the terror watch list, making their life hell. Then go after the colleges for harboring terrorists as students. That would be an activist approach, indeed, sir. I have sympathy to it, but I think most of the kids are just easily led dunderheads who need to be slapped and straightened out, and then they'll grow up.
We got a great example of that coming up a little bit later. Hope you can stick around for it from some of the nut job protesters over the weekend.
I like this one from Chris in San Diego on the question of Donald Trump and his trial and the gag order and the First Amendment. He says, first, Joe, actually, I don't know if it's a Ms. Chris or a Mr. Chris. Joe, the first thing your daughter will learn in law school is that every answer starts with, it depends. Get used to never having a simple answer to a simple question again. It's your own fault for not discouraging her from this disastrous life choice. I still regret doing it 31 years later. Anyway, the First Amendment states, no Congress shall make no law. We've all heard it. There are those who argue that the plain language of the First Amendment only applies to Congress, not the judiciary. After all, the court always has the power to control their proceedings, including for efficiency and fairness. I haven't done much research on the issue, so my instinct is to say it depends. Mm. Yeah, I'm sure. Let's see. I like this. JT in Livermore. Where is the press announcement from the Biden administration about, he sent along a headline that there are various demands that Israel protect civilians. And he says, where's the call from the international community demanding that Iran make the protection of Israeli citizens their highest priority? Or Israeli civilians, I should say. Yeah, nobody's saying that about Hamas or Iran's many proxies. Your number one priority should be protecting Israeli civilians. Nobody says that.
Hamas released another hostage video over the weekend, and one of the family members was on Face the Nation, and I was so mad I was yelling at my television. I have to tell that story. A lot of stuff on the way. I hope you can stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Like many of you here tonight, I pretend to do news on TV. My weekend update co-anchor, Michael Che, was going to join me here tonight, but in solidarity with President Biden, I decided to lose all my black support.
Hey now.
Grumble, grumble, grumble.
That's funny. You can hear some people just throwing their heads back and guffawing, and others like,
Maybe that explains this CNN poll that is hot off the presses. An expression that's at least 50 years old. Certainly 40 years old. Hot off the presses. New CNN poll, national poll among registered voters. Trump leads by 6. That's the biggest lead he's ever had in a national poll, according to this, I think. And I don't remember seeing one. Trump 49, Biden 43. So is that an outlier, or is this a trend heading back the other direction? Who knows? I mean, there's a lot of eroding support from Biden over a couple of different issues. I mean, the young people were already headed south. Maybe they've all abandoned him in light of the whole Israel college protest thing, or... how about grown-ups who see this and don't see the president speaking out against it? Man, you talk about an easy win for the president. Come out against these violent, crazy protesters on the college campus as a president. That's such an easy win, but he won't do it.
Yeah, it seems an obvious case of trying to please everyone so you please no one.
Right.
And don't forget, with the younger quintile of voters, getting them to show up is the number one challenge. I mean, you might have their quote-unquote support, but if they don't show up, it doesn't do you any good. And I see youthful voter enthusiasm for Biden being practically
zero.
Unmeasurable.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like my tea, very low. Choice for president, 6-point lead for Trump. Then you break it down one more number on this. Trump's president, you see, was a success. Yes or no? Republicans, 92% say his presidency was a success. In January of 21, that was 6 points lower, so it's going up. All these numbers are going up. Independents, 51% say it was a success, also up 6 points. But Democrats, only 3% in January of 21 said Trump's presidency was a success. It's now up to a quarter, 24% among Democrats.
Wow.
I know.
Wow. That is voter enthusiasm right there.
That number is quite amazing. Michael, I just ordered a box of donuts. I will. DoorDash donuts. Because I needed cream for my coffee, so I thought I'd throw donuts in there because I'm so often a taker and not a giver here in the office. I eat a lot of other people's donuts, but I will be in solidarity with you. I will not eat one. I know you will not eat one, and we'll hold together. We'll be a band of brothers against these donuts.
Who are we kidding? We're both
going
to eat them.
I'm not going to eat a donut.
Okay.
Well, this is troubling, Michael. Are you going to eat a donut? No.
No, I won't eat a donut.
All right.
Maybe.
Wow.
I feel
I will not eat a donut.
If you've given this in this much before you've even smelled them, I think you're doomed.
I won't look at them. I just won't look at them.
That's
I won't
the way
eat
to go.
One.
All right.
Why didn't you get some steel cut oatmeal or 7-grain bread for your coworkers instead of an unhealthy snack like a donut?
Hey, everybody, I got a 7-grain bread.
Slice it up and enjoy. So in the world's most predictable headline, perhaps in the history of headlines, California fast food chains are now serving sticker shock. Restaurants for months have said menu prices are going to have to rise because of the phony, mobbed-up, union-driven minimum wage for fast food workers, unless you work for Gavin Newsom law. Now they're following through. Consumers picking up any sort of fast food are seeing prices that have been rising at a faster clip than any other state and much faster than inflation, which this will help cause. Fast casual restaurants have increased prices by 10% overall. And they go through several examples. Said Chipotle chief executive Brian Nicol, the state is not making it easy to do business. In other words, the state makes it hard to do business. Of course, that's been California's reputation for quite some time.
I got 3 blasts at the Sonic the other day. They were even mini blasts. 2 Oreo, 1 M&M, and they were extraordinarily expensive. I was like, what? The idea of let's just get a cup of ice cream on a beautiful Friday night is just, it's an investment.
Yeah.
Check with your advisor.
Fans of populist crap will enjoy this statement. A spokesman for the governor said fast food companies can afford to give their workers a deserved bump in pay. Well, they can. Quote, these are wages that will go towards basic necessities like rent and groceries.
All right.
And that's the reason the government ought to be involved in fixing a price for a product, namely labor. God, is that garbage?
Well,
if you fall for that, you are too stupid to vote. You're probably too stupid to drive. Just sit at home.
You're too stupid to drive. Sit at home.
Well,
that's funny.
And they have quotes from various people saying, I feel ripped off. I can't afford to do this. I've got to cut back how often I eat out. And people will do that, indeed. And they don't even go into the thousands of workers who've already lost their jobs as a result of that idiotic and disastrous law. But moving along, speaking of economic headlines, I thought this was interesting. Air conditioning and artificial intelligence are demanding more of the world's power, and renewables can't possibly keep up, which means especially outside the U.S., which is more careful with energy production, the amount of coal burned around the planet is about to skyrocket.
Yeah, I was not aware until fairly recently how much energy AI takes and is going to take. It's a bunch of really powerful computers running at top speed, and that really chews up your electricity.
Yeah, in the U.S., the new driver of fuel use, electricity use, I should say, is energy-guzzling artificial intelligence. Demand was already on the rise to power electric vehicles, heat pumps, and other devices designed to reduce fossil fuel use. In the developing world, the boom is just driven by industrialization and modernization. They now have electric lights in some parts of India, for instance, for the first time, and air conditioning. And that means more fossil fuels, says Sumant Sinha, chief executive of ReNew, one of India's biggest renewable energy companies. The reality is we can keep adding renewables until we're blue in the face and it won't be enough. So look for more coal to be burned in a third world country near you. How about a quick word from our friends at Simply Safe Home Security? Then we can get back into the headlines of the day.
How is not more of the zeitgeist on understanding this whole electric problem, this electricity problem when it comes to electric cars and all these different sort of things? The electricity has to come from somewhere. How is that not like busted through? Is something everybody understands?
I think getting back to our discussion of the college protests and all, a lot of it is just pandering to simpletons who think they're doing the right thing and get all enthusiastic about anything that's not fossil fuels. Well,
we're back
and they don't think it through.
We're back to you're too dumb to drive a car. Stay home. Just sit at home.
Yeah, exactly. And stay out of the rest of our way, would you? All right. Simply Safe Home Security, number one rated security system, according to U.S. News and World Report and Newsweek. System blankets your home in protection, has sensors to detect break-ins, fires, floods, and more, plus a variety of indoor and outdoor cameras to keep watch over your property day and night. Too many scumbags, not enough cops.
It's a lot more relaxing to walk out the door and know you got Simply Safe doing its work. 24/7 professional monitoring, and you're only paying about $1 a day for it to make sure that you'd catch anybody if anything happens. Monitoring agents can even stop crime in real time by speaking to intruders through the wireless indoor camera. How awesome is that?
No contract, 60-day money-back guarantee, less than a buck a day for the monitoring. Try Simply Safe risk-free, and we want you to get 20% off any new Simply Safe system when you sign up for Fast Protect monitoring. So just visit simplysafe.com/Armstrong. That's simplysafe.com/Armstrong for that 20% off. There's no safe like Simply Safe. So much of politics and even economics these days is just such silly emotional thinking, like you were pointing out. You would think, all right, I'm really into the idea of climate change or renewable energy or whatever. Therefore, you know, think about what you're really into, things you think are important or exciting or whatever. In my case, I learn everything I can about those things. That's part of being excited about it. It seems like that's the last thing a lot of your renewable energy enthusiasts do. Could they tell you about the incredible amount of energy it takes to mine the materials for an electric car battery, for instance?
No. Mostly not. I read a great breakdown that of the other day. I should bring that in. It's long and complicated, but it got as granular as the big giant bulldozer and how many hours it has to run with its big giant diesel engine to dig up, you know, X number of kilos of whichever mineral goes into a big giant Tesla battery. And when you start doing the math on all the different sort of stuff, it just doesn't work out.
No, it doesn't. Also from the world of technology, we have this headline. Sam Altman of OpenAI and the chief executives of NVIDIA, Microsoft, and Alphabet are among technology industry leaders joining a new federal advisory board focused on the secure use of AI within U.S. critical infrastructure in the Biden administration's latest effort to fill a regulatory vacuum over the rapidly proliferating technology. Something tells me it's not going to do any good.
No.
And there are a bunch of heavyweights, the chief executive at Northrop Grumman, Delta Airlines. Yeah, I just think rogue actors are going to get where they want to get, and then Katie bar the door.
No, it absolutely is not going to work. I guess you could make the argument that it's worth trying, but I'm not positive it is even worth trying.
Well, now, some of the things I think they're doing are worth doing. They're because national security officials are concerned about vulnerabilities, including potential physical attacks, cyber intrusions, and accidents on infrastructure, critical infrastructure, water. And in fact, that reminds me, I meant to get to this. So anyway, they want to make sure they understand how AI could affect that and how they can protect infrastructure, which is worth doing. But that reminds me, absolutely no coverage of this story for reasons I do not get at all. There's a little town in Texas, town in Texas, where a Russian hacker group hacked into their water supply and flooded the water system there as something like a test run, but it got no attention whatsoever.
I'll tell you what we've got to talk about at some point is South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem talking about shooting her dog and what a political conversation that was over the weekend. Oh, man. So she's not going to be on the ticket. That's the end of that. If you haven't heard that story, we'll get to it, among other things.
Yeah, I was totally unaware of it until I was flipping through Twitter and people were going crazy talking about how sick she is for murdering her dog. I'm like, murdering her dog? What?
Oh, my God. Anyway, so we got Katie's headlines on the way and a bunch of other stuff. Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
A couple of quick texts regarding the hike to minimum wage and what it's doing to restaurants. Wish I had grabbed a photo. Domino's Pizza has a sign now that says we no longer give utensils, plates, or cheese because of the new minimum wage. So that's our way of combating that. Another text said, it is cruel for you to buy donuts in front of your diabetic coworker. Perhaps. I don't know. I just set the donuts out there, Michael. I will not eat one. I bought them for
I will not eat one
others,
either.
Not myself.
Perhaps some unflavored Greek yogurt would be a better alternative.
Perhaps. I'll get that in the 7-grain bread next time.
Yes. Except no less. A 6-grain bread out.
One headline before we get to Katie's that I don't know if you have, but this happened on Friday. I mean, because it happened on, or it got released on Friday, which might not be an accident, but the story that pier we're constructing off of Gaza got attacked, and one worker got injured, and a bunch of equipment got blown up. Fairly minor attack, but Hamas was firing mortars on it, and there's going to be a lot more of that as we build that thing.
That's the pier to supply the people with food and medicine, right?
Correct.
And Hamas is attacking it, huh? Mm-hmm. All right, do that math for me, college girl. Go ahead. What's happening there? What do you suppose is going on there? They have no idea. Let's figure out who's reporting what. It's the lead story with Katie Green. Katie?
Thank you, guys. And speaking of the college girl from ABC News, college protests, police crackdown lead to hundreds of arrests across the country.
Yeah, about 900. I feel like there could have been about 15,000 arrests if you actually wanted to stop these things.
From NBC News. Israel fears International Criminal Court will issue arrest warrants for Netanyahu and other top officials.
Oh, I saw that headline. So they're talking arrest warrants for Israeli officials and Hamas officials. So talk about your empty gestures.
Yeah, no kidding.
From USA Today. Will Ron DeSantis help Donald Trump's 2024 campaign? They met privately this weekend in Florida.
Well, that'll be interesting.
If you get into politics, you better prepare for the fact that you're going to have to pretend to like or do business with people you loathe at various points.
From the Wall Street Journal, even if the Fed cuts, the days of ultra-low rates are over.
Well, yeah, I said that the whole time it was going on. Joe and I both did. Those will never come back in any of our lifetimes when people were getting 3% home rates. So, but now we've kind of got it in our head that that's what it's got to get back to before it makes sense to buy a house. Well, it's never going to happen.
No, it's crazy artificial low, unless there's some sort of cataclysm. But if that's the case, there's been a cataclysm, so it's not a good deal in balance.
From Vox.com. the AI grift that can literally poison you when AI comes for mushroom foragers. There's an AI book. There's an AI book going around basically telling mushroom foragers that the poisonous ones are the ones that are okay.
Oh, wow. That's not good.
No.
Yeah, I heard a thing about how Amazon is having to work so hard, so fast to take down books that have stuff like that in them that are just so incredibly wrong and written by AI that they can't have them on their platform, but they're going up faster than they can take them down.
Yeah, we got an email from a listener who I can't remember what function he had, but I think he may have worked for Amazon or something. But he figured out which books are AI and had the very first review be from him as Don T Buy, as in don't buy. And he pinned that review just so people would know. But so yeah, I guess that's a big deal.
Oh, wait,
but if it's killing mushroom foragers,
but it's really easy. Like I could make a quickie book on AI like immediately. That is, you know, how to get your kid through school so they'll get a good job or something like that. And then parents just Googling or searching on Amazon for some sort of book about that topic might buy it. And so there's something like that on every topic. Gardening for the organic minded or whatever you want to call it. An AI spits out a book and people don't pay attention and they buy them. And so Amazon's really struggling to figure out what to do with this situation.
And here's a tip. The best place to forage for mushrooms? Your local grocery store. They have them all the time.
From Fox News, NASA astronauts arrive for Boeing's first human space flight.
Yeah. Good luck flying on the Boeing spaceship.
Does not sound like a good plan. From the New York Post, ChatGPT overwhelmingly depicts financiers, CEOs as men, and women as secretaries.
Wow, okay.
ChatGPT is sexist. Okay. Where they're going with that.
Good Lord.
And finally, the Babylon Bee. To avoid falling, Biden to traverse lawn in giant hamster ball.
So that's based on the political story last week that they're now going to have all his helpers are going to walk in kind of a circle around him when he walks from the helicopter into the White House, as opposed to him strolling alone across the yard like presidents have done for a long time because he looks so old.
Wow, trying to cover up the shuffle.
Yeah, which not a bad idea.
No, but it's obvious and will probably lead to as much or more talk. I mean, if you just let him shuffle, you got an old man shuffling. If you're actively, visibly covering up the shuffle, then people think, why are they working so hard to cover it up? I know he's old. He must be even older than I thought.
What point are they going to be pulling him in a rickshaw or something? I mean, I don't know if he's long for just being able to walk across the lawn.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.